Hi, it's Chuck Jaffe, and when I'm not hosting The Navigator, I host Money Life, my own one-hour show that's available every weekday. We frequently take questions from listeners and often bring in experts to answer them. And this week, we were joined by John Cole Scott, Chief Investment Officer at Closed-End Fund Advisors and the Executive Chairman of the Active Investment Company Alliance, to answer an audience question about closed-end funds. We didn't want you to miss it. So here it is as a bonus episode of The Navigator. Enjoy!
Anybody have any questions?
Oh, you can ask questions.
Any questions?
I should have all the answers for you in about 10 minutes.
Well, actually, it won't be me that has the answers for you today. No. You have questions. We have answers for you here on Money Life. But today I'm bringing in a fabulous resource because the question is about closed-end funds. We get a few of those here on the show. And so I'm turning to John Cole Scott. Now, a little bit of my history. When I was a much younger reporter and columnist getting into the mutual fund space, if there was a question on closed-end funds that I needed answered, I called George Cole Scott, John's father, who started Closed-End Fund Advisors, the firm that John is chief investment officer of. But you also know John because he is the executive chairman of the Active Investment Company Alliance. So he's into all things closed-end fund. You can learn more at cefadvisors.com and CEF Data. He's on Twitter at John Cole Scott, but right now he's back on Money Life. John, great to have you back on the show.
Always happy to help, Chuck.
Today we have a question that comes from Ryan in Anchorage. He writes, Chuck, greetings from Anchorage. I'm 39 years old, and I'm intrigued by closed-end fund investing. But I have the impression that closed-end funds are better suited for individuals very near or in retirement. Would you discuss the potential benefits and downsides of closed-end fund investing in a taxable account for someone with a 10 to 15-year time horizon before retirement? For more context, I do all the right things with respect to funding my 401k and my health savings account and 529s and the rest. And I have a high-paying job in a volatile industry that leaves me with significant excess monthly income to invest in my taxable account. My tax rate is roughly 35%, and nearly all of my current taxable investments are dividend growth stocks. My primary goal for our taxable account is to generate consistent dividend income that grows at a higher rate than inflation. At our current savings rate, without a change in investment method, I expect the dividends from our taxable account to cover our current monthly spending in roughly 10 to 15 years. And at that point, I'll consider early retirement or a career change. So I'm wondering what role closed-end funds might play in our taxable portfolio. Well, there you go, John. It's an interesting question because I think it's something faced by a lot of folks since we started The Navigator. They've learned a lot more about closed-end funds. They like them, but they don't quite know where to start and if they're missing something. So would you be adding closed-end funds to this portfolio? I think that's kind of a softball.
It is. So, again, I'm biased in a way, but I'd say yes. But the reasons I'd say yes is because what I'm hearing with my advisor hat on is he's heavily focused in U.S. large and mid-cap stocks, and there's a diversification goal that I would see beneficial for the next 10 to 15 years of accumulation and obviously beyond when and if he retires. The sectors, as you know, from senior loans to real assets to, you know, covered call funds, which are equity-based, and international funds. I mean, you can buy, you know, really good international funds at a discount and just wait 10, 15 years if you like the sector and like the manager. And the cash flows, to me, tend to be at or bigger than you're getting from dividend stocks. You also, I mean, can't forget the closed-end fund structure, like Eric mentioned last week on The Navigator, can hold level three in illiquid assets. Huge benefit if you don't have access to hedge funds or private funds to get that through the closed-end fund wrapper. And then as I really think about it, the fact that there's the ebb and flow, that he's a patient, diligent, ongoing buyer. Every month he can choose what sector, what fund to buy as part of his mix. He can look for beat up sectors, beat up discounts, you know, have opinions of a 10-year recovery rate that I think could be very, very useful. And then, of course, we have general tax loss selling season and proxy, you know, discount season. We can add a little flavor by just learning a little more. This is a lot to cover, but there's even simple things like there's some ETFs in the space where you just buy an ETF and has kind of the exposure you want, and you just let the ETF do the work for you. And, you know, and the other thing, I mean, I'm 43 years old. I save clothes and funds in a taxable account. One of my favorite things is for every dollar I have in my account is $1.25 to $1.40 because of discounts and leverage. And I'm a long-term investor. I love that extra exposure to assets that I couldn't get on my own through other wrappers.
Well, and in fact, that was what I was thinking, where he's looking for income. You can, of course, look at tax advantage closed-end funds when it comes to bonds. But the issue that an investor like him has is that bonds right now are wholly unsatisfying pretty much any place. But at least in closed-end funds, because there's going to be some leverage behind it, because you may be able to get a discount, not a guarantee on that, given where discounts have narrowed and premiums have come into play, you can basically buy an income stream on sale. So when there's not much income to go around, you're effectively getting more yield.
And you're not buying Lehman Ag. You're buying more interesting things, even as much as CLOs and BDCs and other just less duration or investment grade focused bonds, because I'd see no reason for almost anyone to own, duration bonds with low yield.
Okay. Now let's go back to something he said. He says that nearly all of his current taxable investments are dividend growth stocks. So help him out. You're an advisor. Where would you start him and have him looking in these market conditions to say, if you're going to add a closed end fund, obviously not knowing his full portfolio, but knowing that you want to get some diversification, but you also want to be able to meet his income target of doing better, generating cash than inflation is going to take away from
him. I'd say focus on the real assets, because that's rather great in the sector. Lots of funds to choose from across, infrastructure, from, real estate, from pipelines and that area. Also focus on multi-sector bond funds. Let the managers do the tilting for you. And then, if you want to go back to it, you can buy, there's a couple ETFs in the space, and you can look for that to be a starting point as you learn. And then you can always sell down the ETF to buy the things you're researching as you gain some comfort. And remember, when he retires, he's going to need closing funds even more than he does now. And think if he works on them as a piece of his portfolio for 15 years, he'll be even smarter then.
Well, so why is he going to need them more then than now? Because that's part of his initial perception, is that closed-end funds are better suited for people who are in retirement or near retirement. We wanted to disabuse him of that, but it also sounds like there is a little bit of truth there.
It is, because they tend to yield 6 to 8 in different market environments. There's obviously no guarantees with any dividends, whether they're stocks or closed-end funds, but you can get a diversified income stream that you can have a lot more control over. And like for our clients, we love telling them we're covering, their monthly check plus some extra to reinvest and not have to sell anything even in March of 2020.
Quickly, because you talked about diversifying, but because he's buying closed-end funds, even if he's just saying, I'm going to buy individual funds rather than doing the ETF thing, he's getting some measure of diversification. So it can be one closed-end fund per asset sleeve or asset space, yes?
Definitely could be when you're doing what he's doing, because he also needs to learn along the way. And, he sounds like a very good, demanding job. He's not spending the time we do for our clients on the portfolio.
So, Ryan in Anchorage, A, thanks for the question. B, you now know a lot more about the role that they play. And that is thanks to my guest, John Cole Scott. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Active Investment Company Alliance, the chief investment officer at Closed End Fund Advisors. Go to cefadvisors.com or cefdata.com for more information. And he's on Twitter @John Cole Scott. John, we'll do this again soon. Thanks for joining me.
Always my pleasure, Chuck.